96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Endometriosis, it's a multisyllabic term that is still a medical mystery for a lot of women. March is Endometriosis Awareness Month, and on this Medical Monday, we're taking a closer look at the disease. My guests are Dr. Timi Tope-Bada, she's a Howard University Hospital OBGYN, and Melanie Phillips, she is president of Howard University's Student Society for OBGYN. If you have a question or a comment about endometriosis, if you've had an experience with it, certainly we'd like to hear from you. If you are concerned that it may be a medical issue for you, please give us a call. Lines are open. We are answering questions for you tonight at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at H. Fisher, WHUR, or at Daily Drum, WHUR. Dr. Bada and Melanie, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, let's first of all get a working definition of endometriosis, please. What is it, Dr. Bada?
So endometriosis is a condition that plagues women, young women up until menopause. And it's a condition in which the tissue that you bleed out every month during your menstrual cycle can be found outside its normal space in your body, which is the uterus. It can be found inside your abdomen and anywhere outside that uterus.
Okay, so what causes that and what is the danger of that?
Okay. Well, the cause is still a mystery to some physicians and researchers. We do know that there is a familial link, meaning that it could be inherited. So if you have a family relative, like a close sister, aunt, mother, cousin who has this disease, you might also be at risk for having it. Some of the risks to a woman is just can cause a lot of severe pelvic pain, either at the time of your period or even outside your menstrual period. It can cause difficulty in getting pregnant. It can cause pain during sexual intercourse. And so all of these things can definitely affect the way you live your life. And so this is why this disease is important to talk about during this month and every day.
You said young women. How young are we talking about? And what is the age range?
So the young women, once you become within the reproductive ages, which is what we consider after you start getting your cycle, but we tend to see it in women like around the age of 20 up until you head into menopause, which can be anywhere between, I would say, like 50 plus or minus 5 years.
Mm-hmm. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about endometriosis on this Medical Monday. March is Endometriosis Awareness Month, and we're taking a closer look tonight. If you have a question or a comment, please give us a phone call. Let me go to Nicole, because the calls are starting to come in already. Obviously, a very critical medical issue for a lot of women. Nicole, calling from Upper Marlboro. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I had a question, because I was wondering if I have it. We're going to start checking into a fertility specialist, but it's been difficult getting pregnant, and I have been experiencing pelvic pain since the summer. They did a pap smear, and they're like, okay, so you don't have any diseases, you don't have any precancerous cells, but I have wondered about that, and because it's not normal to have pelvic pain, something's got to be going on. But I was curious about, are there any noticeable changes, like, because, of course, I've been checking my basal temperature, but I noticed kind of closer to that time of the month.
Yeah.
But there's some changes that I never had before. Like, it looks like little white fragments of material.
Okay. Well, oftentimes there's no physical findings like on your body that might suggest that you have endometriosis. A lot of times that your doctor might not start investigating, or you might not think something's wrong until you start having symptoms like you had expressed in terms of pelvic pain. And your doctor will do studies to see whether or not endometriosis could be a possible cause for pelvic pain, especially since you are having issues getting pregnant. So your doctor will do like studies, which might include doing an ultrasound, doing lab work, and all these things will help kind of help them figure out what's really going on.
She mentioned basal temperature. What is that?
Oh, so basal temperature. So basal temperature.
Yeah, you got to help me here, Nicole. You know, right. you said basal. I immediately went to cooking. So, but I'm sure that's not what you were talking about. But please go right ahead.
So basal temperature is something that women do who are trying to conceive and looking to see if they can pinpoint when exactly they ovulated during their cycle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so the temperature determines.
Yeah, so when your temperature rises just like a small degree, you are able to predict, like, I just ovulated. So this is a tool that women use or instructed by their doctor to help them figure out when is the best time to try and get pregnant.
Okay, well, Nicole, certainly good luck as you and your mate attempt to conceive and bring a new life into the world. And we certainly hope that you remain in the best of health.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about endometriosis tonight. Do you have a concern about it? Do you not know what it is? We're talking about that. We're also going to talk about treatments tonight. So certainly give us a call. Lines are open. One of the other things we want to discuss is that there is a rally coming up very shortly. Melanie Phillip, as we introduced at the top of the program, is president of the Howard University Student Society for OBGYN. Melanie, tell us what's going on.
Okay, so on Saturday, March 25th, we are holding a rally in support of Worldwide Endometriosis Day. And March, like you said, is when we celebrate endometriosis. So really the rally, the goal of it is to jumpstart the conversation about endometriosis because it's a disease that we don't really talk about. People don't know a lot about it. And we want to raise awareness for it, especially for women of color, because we think it's largely underdiagnosed in most communities, but we want to bring it to Howard, where our patient population is mostly women of color. So what we're doing on Saturday, March 25th, it starts at 12:30 at the College of Medicine, which is right there, 520 W Street. And we're going to have a day of events. It's starting at 12:30. We'll have a panel of experts featuring physicians who are very, very well versed in treating endometriosis, talking about medical, surgical management, talking about disparities. We'll have speakers from NIH. And then we'll open the floor for testimonials so that people who currently suffer from endometriosis has the space to come and talk about their experiences. And we expect it to be a really powerful, powerful event.
So now, where can someone find that information out on the web?
Okay, so you can go to endomarch.org. It's the foundation's official website, and it actually lists the DC event as well as events happening all over the world, because this is a worldwide global thing. And it's happening in San Francisco, New York, even some places in Europe and Africa. You can also go on Facebook and look for the event. It's the 4th annual Worldwide Endometriosis March, and you'll find more details about time and like updates every day for what we're doing.
Well, Melanie, thank you so much. We're going to give that information again before the end of the program. Also, of course, we're going to post that information, the website, on WHUR.com, as always, after the program. We should be ready at around 8:30 or so. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Of course, we're talking about endometriosis. This is Endometriosis Awareness Month, taking a much closer look at it on this Medical Monday. So if you're on the phone, that includes Kim calling from Silver Spring. We have Cheryl calling from D.C. I believe that is Shahara, and forgive me if I don't. Shahara, thank you so much. I knew I was going to butcher your name, so forgive me for that. Shahara, we're going to talk to you. And Cicely, also calling from Fairfax County, Virginia. Ladies, please stay on the phone. We're going to take a break in just a bit. However, you will be able to hear the program, and I promise we will get to all of your questions. Also, by the way, if you can't get through, please keep trying. I promise we will take as many phone calls as we can Ken, as we discuss this very important medical issue for women. Of course, we're talking about endometriosis. Phone number 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of your questions and comments about endometriosis in just a few seconds.